With corn prices at the Chicago Board of Trade hovering near $4 a bushel, the ethanol producers who contracted for it last year at around $2 a bushel are looking pretty good. That's according to the chairman of the board of directors for Ace Ethanol in Stanley. Bob Sather says the historic high prices are fueled by increased ethanol production. This week, Cargill announced it has decided to build 4 ethanol plants in the Midwest. Sather says that means some farmers may plant corn on land in the Conservation Reserve Program, or CRP.
Then they have to pay back the money that they'd received as a subsidy while they had it in CRP, or a good share of it. And Congress is looking at waiving the payback because of the fact the land might be needed now to grow grain crops.
Bob Sather sits on the board of the National Renewable Fuels Association that is meeting right now in Florida. His group is closely watching the U.S. House, where Democrats this week signaled they plan to add $15 billion in fees, taxes, and royalties to oil and gas companies.
And they're going to redistribute that to renewable fuels. But to what renewables, we don't know. Any type of biofuels, such as biodiesel, it could go to cellulosic, it could go to any number of different areas.
It's still unknown, Sather says, if ethanol blenders will continue to get a government subsidy of 51 cents a gallon. For Wisconsin Public Radio News, I'm Mary Jo Wagner in Eau Claire.